Grace to you and welcome to the DDP for the 13th of February. I'm Paul White and I'm continuing today our question and answer session, and this will probably be the last one for at least a few days as we'll jump back into Zechariah over the next few. I've enjoyed the break, and there's been a lot of travel in my personal life and in our ministry life, and so I needed some time to take a little easier on prep, because I prepare for the podcast. I want to bring you the best I've got, and so it was good for me to break away and air some of these questions from Albuquerque. This is the final one of this first night, the set from this first night, and this was a question. I think it's the final one of the first night. We haven't aired every single question. Some of them were simply follow-ups to others or what have you, but this one was a follow-up to something I had said earlier in a question about following the voice of the Spirit, and someone wanted a little clarity on how to do that. How do we know how to follow the voice of the Spirit? Well, that is sort of a wheelhouse question for me. It's one of those that I love to get because that gives you an opportunity to talk about that great privilege we have of listening to and obeying the voice of the Spirit in our life. Hopefully, my answer to this individual will help you as you learn to follow the Holy Spirit.
Colossians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul says, "Let the peace of God rule your heart." And the word "rule" there is never used again in the New Testament. It's the Greek word brabeo, and it means umpire. He never uses it again. He says, "Let the peace of God umpire your heart." In other words, where you walk into peace, that teaches you one thing. Where you walk out of peace, that teaches you another thing. And so as you allow peace to rule, I like to think of it this way. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, Paul says, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So as a resident of the kingdom and a possessor of the Holy Spirit, I am righteous, I have peace, and I have joy. If my peace is rocked, the Holy Spirit's trying to tell me something, because he functions through peace. So if my peace is shaky, it's the Spirit of God saying, "You sure you want to go down that road?" So follow after peace. And I like to say, live your life as if you are driving down a street full of green lights. When the light turns red, the Holy Spirit will tell you. Your peace will be rattled. He'll go, "You better slow the car down." And you have the ability to hear that, even if you don't know it. Because God is not withholding mysteries from you. Paul says in Corinthians, for as it is written, eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for him, but it has been revealed unto us by his Spirit. A lot of people quote the first half and don't quote the last half. The first half would say that there's a bunch of stuff God's not telling me. No, you're under the new covenant. God's not holding any secrets back from you. So he reveals them to you by his Spirit. How? Well, that's your adventure to get to find that out, but start with peace.
There's the end of our podcast for today. I think we're going to break away from the Q&A format for the next few days and go back into our study in the book of Zechariah. We're about halfway through that book. And jump back in, do at least another chapter or two. And then I've got another set, because we did two nights in Albuquerque, so there was two great nights of questions. We've got another set of questions we can bring for you. But we'll do that after a few more days of chronological study. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.